¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We've got some dating advice for you, actually. We were talking about this maybe like a week and a half ago. So we'll have to go back through the details. But Wendy and I have advice for single girls. And it comes, my story at least comes from a single guy friend of mine who was telling me about some tactics that he has on dating over the weekends. So probably what he'll do at some point today or on a typical Friday afternoon-ish, maybe 5:30 to 6:30-ish, somewhere, well, maybe in the range of like between like 5:30 and 8, he sends out a text message like, hey, you know, what's going on tonight? Or what are you up to? What are you up to tonight? But he doesn't just send it to you. He sends it to every single possible girl on the list.
And there's a very particular way you can tell whether or not you're the private recipient of a text or
the mass text.
Or the mass text.
So offensive.
Yeah, so if he doesn't name anything, if nothing comes through in the text message that it specifically references either your name.
Hey, Jen.
Or it has something like an inside joke that the two of you have
or
together.
An event that's like linked to you.
If it's just in general, like, hey, what you up to later? Just know that that's not just going to you.
Is that a shock to women?
Well, when Jen said this and when we were talking about it, I went through my phone. I wanted to see what guys are doing it, and they really do it. And
it
then
surprised
I respond,
me.
And then they don't respond to your response because they're probably responding to somebody else's response.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So then you get the stalled response, whatever. But at first you don't think of it.
Right.
You're like, oh, cute guy, whatever. Sends me a text. What are you up to tonight? Oh, I'm gonna tell him. Hey, me and my girlfriends are going to blah blah blah. And then what are you up to? So he finds out in one quick text message what all these potential girls are going to be doing, and then can decide where he's going to go from there. Mm-hmm. But then when he says he's feeling really, really risky. Like really ready to stir it up.
Booty call? Is this booty call?
No, this is a different form of the mass text. The mass text tells everyone where he's going to be.
So give me an example.
So it would be like, give me like a cool bar to go to or whatever.
He's going to Re-Raw.
Okay, Re-Raw. So he would shoot out a text message like, hey, what you got going on tonight? I'm going to be at Re-Raw later at about blah, blah, blah. But if that's a mass text, then the drama can ensue because typically one or more of the women on the list are going to show up, and then he's got to juggle all night. He's like, that's when I'm really feeling like super dangerous and I want to like totally mix it up.
Whoa, okay.
So he's playing
the numbers.
Totally playing the numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think guys do this way more than girls even know. Mm-hmm. Way more.
Never
do you
even
think
thought
that there
about
are some
it,
guys,
but it's smart.
I wonder if there are some guys, and maybe we can put you on the voice disguiser if you feel out, like selling out our gender, is like you have a group saved in your phone of like potential girls or hotties, so you don't have to scroll through all of them and go one for one. You just have a group.
I'm sure.
And then you just sent that mass text to everybody in that group.
To one group.
Well, especially with the iPhone, you can do that group and you can send it once, and that group will always remain in that one text message, so you can just go right back and just send another message out. I mean, the group can remain.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Now, is there a certain...
That is cool. Well, it's cool if you're the guy and you're trying to hook up a whole lot, but if you're the girl on the receiving end of it and you think that it's specific to you,
special,
it can totally hurt your feelings. So I'm just saying, if you get one of those text messages today or this afternoon or tonight or Saturday afternoon or whatever, just beware that that could be going to more
There's
than
some
you.
Guy right now going, F you, Jen Hubby.
I know. But if it says something specific to you, like if it's like, hey, Wendy, what are you doing later?
Right.
Then you know it's totally just you. Even though he could copy and paste into a whole bunch of other ones.
Like, that's a lot of effort.
That's a lot more effort than just one big.
And guys are generally lazy.
What's happening?
Is there a time window where that is, you should look out for that more than another time?
Evening time, for sure. Like anywhere between 5 to 5 o'clock and on.
Five and on?
Yeah, because guys are trying to make their plans. So if you get that one text message, if a guy's not going to make plans before 5 o'clock, or I would say, we'll even stretch it. We'll say like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, what's everybody do on Friday when they get off of work? They get in their car and they start calling around to find out who's going where.
Or what where happy hour is or whatever.
I wonder if they're, this is one of those, it'll only take one phone call to do it. If there's any girls who do that.
I got one for you right now.
Come on.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Smart.
Bert, that is
that's
awesome,
good, that's
man.
How good
that's,
I am.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, thanks for bringing gifts to me.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hello.
Basically, I've done that with every house party I've ever had. And I would just send out a text to the guys, hey, I'm having a party. And guys that I've hooked up with, guys I've only gone on dates with.
But that's not being deceiving in any way. You're saying, come on over to my house for a party. This
no,
one.
Well, they know that I'm having a big party. So when they come there, it's basically just.
Not even close to the same.
No.
You see, yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, it would it be anywhere close to the scenario of the guy going out and saying, everybody come to me? You know, hey, I'm hanging out at Re-Raw. You know,
but I think she's throwing a house party and she's inviting as many people
that's
as possible.
That's like inviting people to your home,
including some ex. This friend of Jen's or any guy who does this wants to hook up that night with a girl. So he's got in his phone a dozen and a half girls who are going to be out. So he sends that out and then he gets Jen's going to be at the W downtown and Melissa's going to be at Re-Raw and Wendy's going to be at Flip Flops, of course, you know? He's like, oh, I like Wendy.
Oh, yeah, I get the concept.
Can't blame a dude for that. Hey, Heather, good morning. Playing the odds, you're single. Women
hey.
Should do it too.
Hey.
Stop.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. You're on.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I'm actually calling about the guy who sends out the mass text messages.
Cool. That's what we're talking about.
It was a guy I used to go down to George Southern, and me and my roommate were friends with this guy. And he would always send us text messages being like, hey, babe, what are you doing? Hey, cutie, what's up? And there was one day where we were both sitting on the couch watching TV, and we both get the same text message right at the same time.
Oh,
we're like, what?
Oh, no.
Oopsie.
So guys definitely do that.
That is the danger, because if you do...
If it's girls in the same group, they're going to bust you on it. But I do like what she pointed out. It can also use terms of endearment. Cutie, sweetie, hot stuff, what, you know, whatever... Mm-hmm. Who says hot stuff? But anyway, that just
what's up?
Your great grandfather.
But you know what I'm trying
Zoe
to say.
Hot.
Hey, Lassie, you want to go get together and maybe we'll have a hot toddy or two, doll.
Hey, hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Gotta get the voice disguiser.
Voice disguiser, please.
Put it, got him.
Go for it, man.
Hey, me and my buddies, what we used to do is we'd have a big party. We would text all the girls that we knew. That didn't know our buddies, so when we got to the party, you know, we would talk them, you know, hey, buddy of mine, he's a good guy, so we'd help each other get girls from the ones that didn't know each other, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
So you would send the mass text out to...
Oh,
dude. What he's saying, Bert, is they would do it en masse, which means I got a bunch of girls on my phone that are single, so I send a mass text out and go, hey, come to wherever tonight, come, you know... whatever that seedy place across from Five Paces, come there. And then you send the same thing out to a bunch of girls. And then Delvet does, and everybody, all of our friends do. So then what ends up is there's a ton of girls there.
Numbers, numbers, numbers.
And I don't work within my group. I introduce my group to you.
I got you. Jake, I get it now, man. Don't be offended. Now I got you. Okay, so Wendy, what do you have? Is it on the same line? That
was
the same line together?
Yeah, we were just discussing that, because then I looked at my phone, and I'm like a sucker for it.
I'm a little surprised that y'all didn't know about that. Like, I mean, that's been going on for a while.
I just think you never think it's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You're going to be the victim of a mass text. I never thought it could happen to me.
You just don't think it's going to happen to you.
Because you want to think a guy is really into just you and not a whole slew of girls.
A woman wants to be special, and she thinks she is when she gets the, hey, honey, what you doing tonight?
Well, I mean,
who cares?
There are 2.5 million women in this city. If he sends 10 texts, you're still special. It's a very small group.
No, they're not.
That is, you're
you
full
the
of
odds,
it.
It's a, do the math on it, Melissa. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I feel a little bit like Cruise in Top Gun when he says the data
on the MIG is inaccurate. Anyways, the information on the mass texting, just like to let you know, there's actually a new format. And most people now in, you know, Blackberries or iPhones or whatever, they get their, you know, you get your email along with your texting. So it's kind of like joint. And anyways, it's called Mail Merge, and it actually attaches to the first name. So I heard someone say, you know, hey, unless it's specific, like, hey, Wendy, what's up? Or, hey, Bert, what's up?
Right.
Don't, you know, so even that's if it's a little specific, bit inaccurate. It actually will say your first name. So I don't know
up.
If that's probably probably a good way to distinguish the good emails or texts from the bad ones. So just to let you know that there's a there actually is a new, it's actually a marketing technique that a lot of salespeople are using across the country.
So and what it does is new.
Well, thanks, Goose.
Is if it's a, it's adding the name of the person to who you're sending it to. So if you send me a text and on your contact list you're sending it to Bert Weiss, the email will automatically write Bert and then the text.
But it doesn't work with texting.
It doesn't work with
emailing.
Texting.
Just email.
It's just
yeah.
email.
Okay. Yeah, and mail merge is not a new concept.
It's been around for
a long time. But thanks, Goose, for the phone call.
Goose. All right, coming up here in a couple of seconds.
We got bitter this last segment. Like, Bert's like,
I'm going to go to bed.
He asked me if I understood what he said. I said no.
Click.
Thanks, everybody, for coming to Eco Tour. Now, can we just shut up and get to 10 a.m.? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye.
You're on The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menard. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. The Bert Show.
So, Jen Hobby... We started to talk about this on Friday a little bit, and I almost feel like it's the elephant in the room here, because you alluded to it a little bit from this weekend.
I didn't allude to it.
A little bit. You said it was a rough. It was going to be a rough weekend during the 5:30 Club, and you said something about...
Yeah,
you made
I mean,
two jokes about it earlier this morning that just sort of brought attention to it.
Yes, off the air.
Off the air. and now we're on the air.
And yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, my boyfriend and I broke up last week, and I'm... You know, going through all that.
Sucks.
It didn't help that Koba Kelly was in here singing a love song.
That's what Jen said this
definitely
morning.
Didn't help. No. She's got great music. But yeah, so I don't really know what to say much about it. It just sucks, you know. It's just hard to make change when it comes to that part of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it was a mutual type deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just still in that phase where I'm sad about it and like just trying to spend time with friends. And I've got incredible, amazing girlfriends who've been awesome. And we've just been hanging out together and, you know, trying to.
How many hours of retail therapy did you do on Saturday?
Oh, my God, so much. It was awesome. We went to Perimeter, which, by the way, I do think is the best mall in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a fan of the Perimeter?
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
It's a good mall.
And we tore through that place. Mm-hmm. I mean, we started at Nordstrom and went boot shopping. And then, we just ran through that place. I'm going to be hurting for that when the bills come in next month.
That's a promotion that every retailer should have is retail therapy something for all newly single ladies.
Bring us your broken heart, get 15% off anything for one day.
Yes.
It's like opening a Macy's card.
Is retail therapy by yourself or generally do you solicit other women to go with?
I think you could do it either way. I think either way works, but I think it was definitely more fun with a couple of friends. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Be like, they're like, you look so good in that. Oh my God, you have to buy that.
That must
be in your closet or whatever. So, a lot of that kind of thing. And just spending time with friends and, you know, I don't really know what else to say about it.
Is this the rocking the refrigerator back and forth thing? Or do you think that this is really?
I don't know. I mean.
At this point.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not happy about it, but I think that's it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's a refrigerator rocking back and forth thing. It's not going to be like the couple you know that's like on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again.
I hope not. I said to Jen on Friday, it's like, it sucks for her. I think it sucks for her that you have to feel these kind of feelings of a breakup so soon. It feels to me so soon after a divorce where that was so painful. And then the feelings of a breakup, God, it just feels like you should go through a hating man phase.
I'm not mad. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not angry or mad or anything. I mean, it was like, it's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sad.
Okay. Done?
Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Except that I need some good, like, breakup music or something.
How's your dog's big swollen vagina?
Oh, God.
Carolina's still in heat. Still going.
She's like, when it rains, it pours.
Hey, Tracy, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Jen. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
I feel so bad for Jen, but I got two words that might help cheer you up.
Yeah.
Call Stifler.
Oh, yeah, that's gone Stifler. Swimmingly in the past.
That sounds so well.
That's what you want to do with somebody who's got a broken heart is just cut it into little pieces.
It's
called,
like, is try to get in touch with a guy that hasn't paid any attention to you at all.
Yeah,
probably not a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be really great. Yeah.
8:26 now, Q100. When we come back, we got to talk more about the balloon boy situation again. No shock for anybody. It was a hoax. Who knew?
No way. You're kidding me. Really?
Who knew?
Really?
Yes.
People making their kid puke
Come
on national TV.
They were so real.
Jerk.
Scared.
Talk about it next.
All the hits Q100. Now, Burt Show traffic and weather with Wendy.
Still dealing with trouble if you're in town. This is 20 eastbound at Boulevard, a left lane block due to this injury crash. Also, if you're traveling in town, connector southbound, that crash near North Avenue has finally been cleared. Dealing with the heavy delays on 75 back to Mount Perrin Road. If you're on 400 southbound, you're packed in as you leave the toll plaza and approaching Lenox Road. Making your way down 85 southbound near Jimmy Carter Boulevard, that earlier crash has also been cleared. Right around a 16-minute ride from 316 as you make your way down to Spaghetti Junction and up top 285 westbound, crowding in just off 85, but it's on and off the brakes over to Ashford, Dunwoody, and the merge onto Georgia 400. Traffic brought to you by Kroger. Weather for today, going to see lots of sunshine, high 64. Tomorrow it's going to be more sunshine, high of 70. Currently 36 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
Hey, Kendra, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just want to tell her, just slash his tires, do something to his car, because guys worship their cars. So by you doing that, he's going to be just as hurt as you are.
How'd that work out with Tamika and Usher?
Yep.
In a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that when a breakup happens, the guy's a little bit more upset by the breakup than his car getting assaulted.
Tire.
Yes. That'll make him hurt as much as you as if you hurt his car.
That's not really my style.
Slash his tire.
He doesn't care otherwise.
Let's prank call him.
Hey, Aisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just want to say I enjoy your show and I follow all of you on Twitter.
Oh, thanks.
Bert, I saw your tweet over the weekend. You said you got a letter from the Landmark Diner. You were going to talk about it. Are you going to say anything about it? What's going on?
I did.
Thank you for that.
I forgot to do that today. If we have time to do it today, we'll do it today. And if not, tomorrow. Yeah, I did. I got two letters from the Landmark Diner.
Two.
Actually, on Friday. And for those of you that haven't been following along, Landmark Diner was one of my go-to, you know, like late dinner places.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out for a couple hours. You need to sober up a little bit. For me, it was Landmark Diner for the last 7 years. And unfortunately, over the last 6 months, I've had a couple of things happen there where I just can't go back. One, Stacy and I went there late night one night, and our waiter just stunk. Oh, it was real in the worst way, to where, like, his stank remained at the table for 60 seconds, you know, when he left. Then there was an incident where a friend of ours bit into an apple pie and she found a fingernail in her mouth.
Oh, God, that so grosses
that's
me
the
out.
Worst.
From the Landmark Diner. And I talked about that a couple of times and some listeners called up also saying they saw some stuff there. So I thought it was done. And then on Friday, I got two really thick envelopes from the Landmark Diner.
Well, they collected pubes from everybody who was there one day and put them all in one envelope.
So I didn't read it. I promised I would read it for the very first time while we were in studio, and I'll read it on the air. So what I'll probably end up doing is just give it to Jeff just to make sure, like, the last line says, doesn't say, don't read this on the radio. No. And if not, then I'll just read it.
Or the first line says, plaintiff.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah. Either one of those two.
No, I read the first like line, and I think it's from the owner of Landmark Diner.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, you know what? I'm not going to read the rest of this until we're on the air on Monday.
Ooh.
If we get to it today, great. If not, then I'll do it tomorrow morning. But I don't think he's real happy.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, because we kept reiterating these stories. And you know. But at least you ate the food when Tennessee beat Georgia. So at least you still dine there.
Everybody's I got to tell you what, though, man. If it's coupons the way we all feel today, I can be there at 10 o'clock. If there's like a 20% off.
Well, you
off
have to drive since I can't freaking drive.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So, I mean, we all saw this coming now, and I think it's so funny now looking back at it that it was the six-year-old in this whole balloon boy thing that busted his own family, right? This was on Larry King show last week.
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
You did?
Mom, like, oh,
why
no.
Didn't you come out?
You guys said that... We did this for the show.
Oh, man.
No.
You didn't come out?
That didn't just happen.
No. Okay.
Could be, for somebody who wants to be on TV, this could be the worst acting family ever. Listen to Mom after at the beginning of this, where she says...
You did? He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
You did?
Really?
Don't say
no
anymore.
I'm shocked.
Shut up, honey.
You know what should have happened? Mom should have thrown up right there. She should have started puking all over everybody, cameras, cables.
Maybe they just got their lines mixed up because he puked on the Today Show on Good Morning America. Yes. He thought it was his job. The video of them shooting this was released this morning. Because it was all an accident, you know. So they're all around the balloon, and it goes up in the air, and the father can't believe it's tethered. The video now is making its way around the internet. It's on my Facebook page.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you here? Yeah. Tether!
What?
You didn't put the tether down!
So the balloon goes up in the air, and he's like, I can't believe it's not tethered. Nobody tethered it. He's kicking the patio. He's just really, really upset. He can't believe nobody tethered the balloon. Come on, people. You have one job.
Well, the thing is, if Larry King had been there, I said this last week, if Larry King had been on his own show when he interviewed that kid, we would still think it was real because he would have never, never gotten it out of them that it wasn't.
The follow-up question would have never happened. So now I think there is a story circulating this morning, like a dude has come out over the last 24 hours.
A researcher
that says that he's been working with this Richard dude for a long time on something like this,
well,
right? A hoax.
He's the one that came out with the proof that the dad created this whole hoax to get him a reality show, and that's because he helped the dad with this project. So he was saying that it took about 2 weeks to plan, and it was a marketing ploy for them simply to get a reality TV show. And apparently they were working on a deal in Los Angeles already, and they were just wanting to, I guess, seal it.
Wow.
They I think it's Gawker bought the emails, the exact emails.
Wow.
So
you'd be able to read them all today.
Yep.
This is the initial 911 call, I believe, between the family and 911.
Just of your emergency.
Hi, this is Fort Collins for the transfer. This woman and her husband stating that their six-year-old son, they had an experimental flying saucer that they built.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that their six-year-old son is in it and flying around. They last saw him 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Thank you.
He's on the phone with you now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Ma'am?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Mayumi Heaney.
Okay. And you're at the 5434 Fossil Ridge Drive now?
5434, yes.
And it's Fossil Ridge Drive, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it drive east or west?
West.
Okay. And so was it an experimental plane?
It's a flying saucer.
It's a flying saucer.
Yeah.
And that's gone too, right?
I'm sorry?
How long is the flying saucer gone as well?
About 20 minutes, I think.
It says they've both been missing for about 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you listening to me? My kid's in the flying saucer. How hard is this to understand?
Okay.
You're making me feel like I'm crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And now they have to, like, they're just so exposed for it being a hoax. And then, like, you know, everybody's going to be rerunning that Today Show interview and that Good Morning America interview.
But they brought it upon
they
themselves.
Are just lying.
I don't know where they can move.
Let me tell you who's high-fiving themselves all week. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, they ever since the election, they've really sucked. But now they've got at least one week
material.
Of solid. My kid's in a flight. It's like the OnStar call. That's an OnStar. Is what it? OnStar, what's your emergency? My kid took off in a flying saucer.
No, because OnStar's the kid in the flying saucer.
Hey, oh, that's right.
It's Falcon.
OnStar, what's your emergency? I'm in a UFO.
Here's more of the acting job to 911.
How long has a 6-year-old been missing?
Just a few minutes.
Was the flying saucer in the backyard?
Yes.
Okay. It obviously has electronics, so he can know how to work it. And he gets it up off the air, off the ground.
No. He doesn't know how to operate.
He does not know how to operate. So,
really?
And that's gone, though, too, right? So we are sure that he's in that.
Yeah, we looked everywhere. And then my son just said, be verified. He said, yeah, he went inside just before it went off. Because we had it tethered. It wasn't supposed to take off.
Okay, was it running then?
Well, it doesn't run. It's filled with helium, and it operates off of 1,000,000 volts to move left and right, horizontal.
Okay.
And we were testing it to find out what effect we could get.
Okay. And so it was last seen 20 minutes ago?
Probably. I'm losing track of time. Probably, yeah.
Okay. So there's no electronics on it. There's no tracking device, right?
No. I don't know whether it's possible you guys can detect the electricity that it emits, but every 5 minutes, it comes on for 1 minute, and it emits 1,000,000 volts on the outer skin.
Okay.
And if he kicks it or touches it, he can get electrocuted.
Okay.
Please, if you can't, and if you can't send police, can you at least please send some TV cameras?
Well, they did confirm that his first phone call was to a television station.
That is confirmed?
Yeah, they confirmed that. It was 911 was the third phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who the first one was. The second one was the TV station, and the third one was 911.
Here's the sheriff saying they're pretty sure now it's a hoax. Because at first they were saying they thought it was true, because the family was helping out so much. The sheriff's like, no, we're pretty sure that this is a true story.
It has been determined that this is a hoax, that it was a publicity stunt. We believe that we have evidence at this point to indicate that it was a publicity stunt done with the hopes of marketing themselves or better marketing themselves for a reality television show at some point in the future.
Now, someone at the sheriff's department over the weekend said they only initially said that they supported the family because they were still trying to get the lies out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So publicly they went on TV to seem like they were their friends when in reality they were still taking lie detector tests and all that.
After the fact, we have since learned, as many of you have, that these people are actors. Not only have they appeared in several reality television shows and on YouTubes, we have since determined
YouTubes.
That, in fact, they met together. The way that they met and established a relationship was in acting school in Hollywood. So needless to say, they put on a very good show for us, and we bought it. Again, I don't fault any of our staff for that. Everything appeared very credible.
Wow. And then they made their kid puke on the Today Show.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We got the audio of that. Hold on.
Oh,
you're so stressed.
This is where it gets really
fun
here. Twice, yeah, on Good Morning America and the Today Show.
And there was like 30 press people there. And anyway, somebody had asked him if they could show them how he got in the attic. So he was obliging them. And one of the guys told him it was for some...
Mom.
One of the guys told me it was for some TV show. So that's what he was referring to.
Yeah. Bring it. Apparently, he...
this is so out of South Park.
Apparently, he also audibly farted on Larry King Live.
No way.
But that just because the key audio
well,
of
they
that...
knew it was him because Larry King wasn't there.
Right.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, Colby Calais.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We've got to check in with a listener here, but do you want to hang out for a couple of seconds and do it with us?
For sure.
Here's what's going on. We, you know how like some women in their head, they have this sort of deadline of when they have to be married, when they have to have children, the have to-haves, right?
Yeah.
So we found two women going into the weekend that were going to find their men this weekend. Didn't even know them, but they were going to go to bars, going to go to clubs, somehow,
like the
somewhere.
The deadline, they had to find them this weekend.
This was it.
Wow.
They were husband hunting. So we have to check in with them and find out how it went.
Okay.
And we're all hoping it didn't go so great.
Well, one was actually going to help her friend find a husband this weekend. So, and I'm like, that never works either.
You can't plan it. It has to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And guys can sniff out that kind of desperation, I think, also.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Even if it's your wing woman that's the one that's doing the hunting for you, guys can smell that.
You can tell the difference in the room between the songwriters and the radio guys. God, I hope it fell miserably. That'd be great. And she's like, it just has to happen.
Good morning, Liz. You're back. How are you?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good morning. We had an interesting weekend, Operation Find a Husband.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got another girl involved, another married lady.
Okay, so where does this night start? Does this start on Friday night or is this Saturday night we're talking about?
Friday we sat her down, and then Saturday we started to take her. She's kind of agreed, basically, that she'll go, she agrees she's doing all the wrong things, and she agrees she's in the wrong places. And what we're going to just try and do is sit her in the right spot. We're not going to, like, say you have to meet Mark or Joe or Bill or whatever. But we're going to put her in the right spot and sort of let her trot her way through. So, you know, like a horse to water, you can't make him drink. But we're going to put her in the right spot and just put her life in our hands until New Year's. And we're going to get her a marriage-minded man by the time the end of the year.
Okay, so you don't have this guy in... You don't know who he is yet. You just know that
No. We're not going to pick the man. We're just going to make sure there's a plethora of them.
So, yeah, what she's saying is she's going to force the situation to happen. So
I'm going to force her to be in a situation where there are more responsible, decent, kind men. No more bar hopping. She could go to a bar, but a nice upscale restaurant. She needs to go to wine tasting. We're going to the museum. We went to my husband's friend's party this weekend, whatever, and we met some nice people. And she's kind of learning that she has to put herself in a situation that is a little more sophisticated or intelligent, not just a meat market.
Because sophisticated men aren't players.
It seems strange to me that you're so invested in this. Like, why is this so important for you to hook up your friend?
Well, she's been crying on my shoulder, and I'm happy. My husband's a great guy, and he knows great guys, and she's a great girl, and if that's what she wants, she needs to have it happen.
And she's bored. This is a fun game for her.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
And the whole
concept seems
so romantic.
Well, it feels like a cool way for her to be able to be back out in clubs again or bars or at least hanging out at places where they're going to be young.
Upscale, not bars.
Where she wants to be hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well, you know, my husband, he's a good guy and he lets me hang out with the girls. And my other girlfriend, she's into it too. She's married too and we're both onto it. We set it out. We're like, we're going to concerts. We're going to go to wine tastings. We're going to go to, you know, poetry. We're not going to go running around to, you know, I mean, I love the good old pool game, whatever. But, you know, if she really wants someone who's serious, who wants to really take her seriously, we got to get her in the right situation. And after that, it's up to her.
Have you talked to your single friend about this idea of yours? Does she want to get married?
She put herself in our hands.
She openly volunteered for that.
Well, we kind of surrounded her, and then she said she agreed.
Okay. So, Colby, a whole bunch of your friends come to you tomorrow, and they're like, Colby, we could tell how disappointed you are that you're not married. And first of all, you're like, I'm fine. And they're like, no, you're not. We could see it. You wear it on your sleeve every day.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, really, I'm fine. And
no, she's been crying and whining, and frankly, I'm tired of it because she's a great, great woman, and if that's what she wants, then that's what she should get.
Yeah, well, Colby here's been writing songs about how upset she is for years now. You need to find a man.
Me? I have one, but, you know, I think it's great, the places that you're going to be taking her to, because at least she'll have something in common with those men.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. And this is a great city, so, you know, there's plenty of stuff going on. And there's holidays coming up, and there's going to be all kinds of great holiday parties and events going on. And then maybe she'll find some nice guy, and it'll be right around Christmas, and we'll get...
Just don't put too much pressure on her, because that could make the situation awkward.
No, she put her hand, she put her life in our hands. She said, "You girl, let's just go."
And that could also make things awkward.
I'm just saying, don't put a deadline on it, because then you'll be disappointed if it doesn't happen.
She wants by the end of the year, she wants to be able to have a marriage-minded man.
Yeah, I think there's too much pressure already. She's got the deadline.
I think you need to tell her no deadline, and then it will just happen. It'll happen more naturally that way.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
That's not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, right. She's like, this is like her pet project right now. Like, she wants to have this mission. And
not
this
even
thing.
Colby Calais could talk me out of this one.
All right, Liz, we'll talk to you over the next couple of weeks and find out how this whole thing pans out, okay?
Oh, I'm on it. I'm all over it.
I think
it's going to be fine. Yes.
All right, hold on, okay?
She has a bit of a crazy laugh.
Well, it's a little overly aggressive, too. You got to wonder, like, why is she so into doing it?
Well, I think she's tired of hearing her friend cry on her shoulder. That's it. She's got the friend who's always complaining about being single. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to do something about it, I think.
Getting proactive.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back here, Colby Calais is in studio. She's at Variety Playhouse tonight. So we're going to hang out with her a couple of minutes. How are you holding up?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Are you tired?
Yeah, of course.
It sucks getting up this early, doesn't it?
It really does. I don't know how you do it.
Well, we're not doing it very well today.
No, not today.
Well, we're all in it together.
Oh, we got to do the thing with Colby in here and find out how many hours of sleep the whole show got.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's... Did you go to the Falcons game last night?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
So you're the same as everybody else?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you guys were all there.
Yes, These two were.
Oh, cool. Late night.
They didn't wrap it up till about 1 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole show is probably on a scale of 1 to 10. We're at about a 4 today. Yeah. So you picked a great week to come in.
We're a little tired.
Colby Calais next.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.